Mini episode 1799 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1799, the weekly FDH football preview show. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview for the 2024-25 NFL Wild Card Round. Our college picks thus far this season are 46-43-1. We're recording this live to tape before the national semifinals begin, so we don't yet have the outcomes in hand. Just to remind you, from last week we picked Notre Dame and Ohio State. In the NFL, we're going for our fourth season since 2016 of being profitable, i.e. above 52.4%. Picking every game of the season. We came within a few picks of that last year. This year, we have been very close at times. Last week, we were 6-10, 2-1 on the big three, and 1-0 on the lock. We're 135, 134-3, 35-19, and 13-5 on the season. We finished the regular season on a 23-7 run on the big three, and we hit 7 of the last 8 locks. The first game of the weekend, late Saturday afternoon, is where the league always buries the ratings-killing AFC South representative. Once again this year, it's Houston. They're getting 3 from the Chargers. The Texans' offensive regression this season positions them poorly for this one, because you wouldn't have thought at the beginning of the season that LA would have them beat in this area, given their skill position turnover in the offseason, but here we are. Factor in the recharged Lightning Bolt defense, and this game could become the mirror image of when Houston curb-stomped the Browns on this stage a year ago. LA 31, Houston 13. Groundhog Day comes early Saturday night for Pittsburgh as they prepare for their annual first-round elimination, this time at Baltimore as they're getting 9. The Russell Wilson resurgence was so 5 minutes ago, and George Pickens is acting like Antonio Brown after he got lobotomized by Vontaze Burfict. Other than that, all is well in the Steel City. Even the one area that gives the Steelers hope, their second-ranked third-down defense, is negated by the Ravens' third-ranked third-down offense. Pittsburgh will try to muddy this one up to stay in it, and it will work until it doesn't. Baltimore 27, Pittsburgh 16. On Sunday, echoes of Elway and Kelly will be in the air as Denver comes to Buffalo, pocketing 8.5. The leakiest part of Denver's D is their third down defense, which is 11th in the league compared to being 4th in DSRS and 2nd in yards per play. But the Bills are 28th in third down defense, so the Broncos will succeed if they can keep the Buffalo defenders on the field for long drives. It just won't happen nearly enough times, and we will see yet another example of an excellent offense trumping their counterparts on the other side of the ball. Buffalo 31, Denver 16. Later that day, we get to use a phrase for the first time in NFL history, which is, in a rematch from their earlier game in Brazil. Of course, the teams involved are the Packers and Eagles, the latter of which lays 5 at home. This is one big injury mess for both teams, but Green Bay has been hit harder, which is great for Philly, considering that they have a glass jaw in terms of this year's strength of schedule, while the Pack has been going through knife fights all year long. However, the outcome won't change from what we previously saw south of the equator. Philadelphia 24, Green Bay 13. Sunday night, the Bucs lay a field goal to the Commanders at home. If you picked Washington as the 5 seed at the start of the season, of course you are lying. Given the potent offenses involved and the mediocre defenses, this one will deliver the points, but the points being spotted won't be enough for DC. The rightful rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels, ends his season before Joe Biden does. Tampa 45, Washington 38. On Monday night, the Vikings lay 2 on the road to the Rams. As of when we're taping this, the game may be moved to Arizona because so much of Los Angeles is on fire, And that makes a lot of sense. Surely the authorities have better things to worry about right now than the logistics of an event like this one, especially post-New Orleans. The Rams are a trendy choice by many, which is baffling once you start looking at the advanced stats. It seems obvious that many pundits are simply going by the two QBs and assuming that Sam Darnold will wilt under the bright lights. Such pundits forget Darnold's years of dominating right there in SoCal before he came to the NFL. He won't dominate here, but he'll get the job done. Minnesota 27, Los Angeles 20. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.